Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaseh Daf Yud, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Ma'alit and Tavlin, and a Vilnitzer's Daf. It's on Vav Amud Aleph, about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarabas Rabbi Yaakov Maaseh. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we'll talk about Kli Rishon and how there's a Gzeira that Kli Rishon is able to cook even though it's off the fire. Still, it's considered hot enough that it's able to cook. However, this Gzeira does not extend to Kli Sheni. So Tadik Mar asks Ma'alit and Tavlin Mil Maton Vileris Alein Mil Malon. What about putting spices into an empty Kli? Mil Maton means on the bottom, and then pouring onto them from a Kli Rishon. Obviously, putting them in a Kli Rishon is considered cooking them. If the food was transferred from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, and then he wants to put spices in, that wouldn't be a problem. What we're discussing over here is called Irui Kli Rishon. He's pouring from a Kli Rishon into Kli Sheni onto something. Is Irui Kli Rishon considered Kli Rishon itself? So Rabbi Yonah says, Usar, it's Usar, of Irui Kli Rishon, who? Because the Irui pouring from it is considered like the Kli Rishon itself. And Chalad Rabbi Yonah Rada, the Raya for Rabbi Yonah is from the following. We have a mission that says, whether one cooked in it or whether one poured into it hot, the same thing applies. And this Mishnah not only mentions cooking inside this Kli or pouring something into the Kli from a hot Kli Rishon, it also mentions Kachim. And therefore the Mishnah is telling us that if Kachim from a Kli Rishon was poured into a different Kli, that second one needs proper cleansing, and that must be because it was Baileia. It absorbed Kachim through cooking. We see that Iri Kli Rishon does cook. V'kayat Amar Hachin, and over here saying this, meaning over here you want to suggest that Iri Kli Rishon is not like a Kli Rishon itself? Of course it is. However, Amar Beis Rabbeis, he says it's not a Raya. Taman, Kli Charis Baileia. Over there, we're talking about a Kli Cheres, an earthenware Kli, so of course it's Baileia, and that's why the Mishnah says it has that din. But Tavlin, when we're just talking about spices, Einon Mispashlin, Lav Dafka, they get cooked with Iri Kli Rishon, so there's no Raya. Here we see we have Machlokes between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi. However, Hasar Rabbi Yossi Rabbon, Rabbi Yossi Rabbon asks a fine question, but Tanu Yevras that tells us, Af Kli Nechashas Kain. This Mishnah applies even when we're dealing with copper Kalim, and Isla Chamemar Kli Nechashas Baileia. Are you able to say that a copper Kli is Baileia? It absorbs. It doesn't absorb if we're talking about Iri Kli Rishon, so it must be the reason why this Kli has to be cleaned out properly is because it was Baileia from the Iri Kli Rishon back to original Raya from this Mishnah for Rabbi Yonah and not like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara asks another question, Ma'u La'aris Ma'kiluach, what about pouring with the stream? Namely, we have our Kli Sheni in front of us and we're pouring from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, and instead of having the spices in the Kli Sheni already, which is what we've been discussing until now, the suggestion is to pour the spices into the stream that's coming from the Kli Rishon as it's being poured from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni. Is this something that Rabbi Yossi would agree on as well? Or perhaps Rabbi Yossi would still argue with Rabbi Yonah and say this is considered Iri Kli Rishon and it's not something that would cook the spices. So Rav Chanina Breder of Hillel answers, Machlokes Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi. This case also Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi argue about. Rabbi Yossi bar Gufta ba kumi Ramana, Yasafar Ramana, Asa came b'Shabbes. Let's say a person did Iri Kli Rishon on Shabbos. Chayv Mishum Mevashel? Is he Chayv Kazim Mevashel? And Asa came b'Basar v'Cholov. Let's say he did Iri Kli Rishon with Basar v'Cholov. Chayv Mishum Mevashel? Is he Chayv for cooking? And the question is, when we say that Iri Kli Rishon is considered Bishel, does that mean that if we're doing it on Shabbos or with Basar B'Cholov, then it's just an Isra he's not allowed to be Iver on, but he wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus or a Karbon for it, or it's so strong of an Isra Bishol, he actually would be Chayiv a Karbon or Malkus for it. And so Amalei, he told him, Kaidam Rab Zeir, just like what Rab Zeir says, Ezu Chalot Barer, what's considered Chalot Barer? Chalot means boiling something, and this particular din is talking about boiling dough. If it's boiled before it's baked, so then it's not Chayiv in Chala, so what's considered Chalot Barer? Kol Sha'ar Malach Tachtov, that's if the fire is going underneath it, V'kayin. So to over here, Ezu Tavshol Barer, what's considered a dish that's cooked, kol sha'ar mahalach tachtov, that's if the fire's going under it. In other words, the only time it's considered real proper cooking is if we have a pot on the fire. Namely, we have a Kli Rishon with food in it on the fire. But anything afterwards might be considered a lower level of Beshel, namely Kli Rishon itself or Iri Kli Rishon. However, if it's not on the fire, that's not as strong as a Beshel, and therefore it would only be Asr on Shabbos, but not necessarily be Mechayiv the person for doing it. I'll explain the last part of Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Amar V'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not a problem to put anything into Kli Rishon as long as the Kli Rishon's off the fire, chutz midavar shesh b'chametz v'tzir, except for something that has vinegar or brine in it, because vinegar and brine are so sharp, they actually cook what's inside. And now we just end off with a question. Oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, melech katsir, yahin kachemetz, do you say that salt is like brine and that wine is like vinegar? Namely, if we have a dish that has salt in it or a dish that has wine in it, would that cook something put into it just like brine or vinegar? It wouldn't have an answer to the question. And moving on to halacha, the Mishnah says, so eagle and we're dealing with a fig cake, mishiach likenu, it's from when it's smoothed out, that's its gemara malacha. So in this process, they would dry figs, then press them into cakes, and when the top is smeared with some sort of juice, that's yach likenu, is being glazed, that's gemara malacha. The Mishnah continues discussing this glazing of sorts, machlikim b'te'inu b'hanavim shal tevel. One is allowed to smooth out the top of this pig cake with figs or with grapes that are tevel, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda Asers. And the Gemara, we're going to get to discussion what exactly the machlikis is. Because in general, one is not allowed to benefit from tevel, even though it's on nashal kiloi, that would whatever's being used is getting ruined. And over here, technically, shouldn't be any different. And so the question is, why would the Tanakama, which is the Chamim, allow one to use figs and grapes of Tevel in order to be machlik his fig cake? But for now, the Mishnah continues with the same machlikas. Yudam Rebbe is on top. Hamachlik banovim, someone who's doing this glazing or the smoothing out of his fig cake with grapes, loy hochsher, so the liquid that comes out is not machshir the figs lekabel toma, or is Rebbe Yehuda Aimer hochsher? Rebbe Yehuda says it is machshir lekabel toma. We continue talking about Gemara Malacha, ugregres, when we're dealing with dried figs. Their Gemara Malacha is mishiyadosh, when they're pressed into the barrel, and umagura, if a person wants to make a fig cake, mishiyagel, it's when he makes a fig cake out of them. And this is obviously talking about where he's not being machlik them, where he's not going to be glazing them, and he only just wants to press them into a barrel or press them into a fig cake, so that's their Gemara Malacha. One more day, in Haydash Machavis Uma'agum Magura, let's say he's pressing figs into a barrel or he's making them into a fig cake. Nishbra Chavis Vnebchasa Magura, if the barrel broke open or the Magura, which is the mold for the fig cake, got ruined, Loyachaman Arai, he's not allowed to eat from them Arai because they already are considered to have reached Gemara Malacha. Whereas Rabbi Yasi Mate, Rabbi Yasi allows one to. I think Martel's Chanan, you braid Rabbi Yasa Amar, he says, Ma Pligan reviewed the Rabbanin, what exactly is Machlekes reviewed in Rabbanin or Mishnah? Betevel Shinitvel Midivrehen, only when we're dealing with Tevel Midrabbanon. Over there, the Tanakama, which is the Rabbanon, say that you're allowed to use Tevel Midrabbanon to be machlik your fig cake. Aval Tevel Shinitvel Dvar Taira, but Tevel Midai Raisa of Rabbanon Maidai, even the Rabbanon are Maidai, to Rabbuda, the one is not allowed to use it to smooth out their fig cake. Whereas Ramana Amrle Ramana said to him, Sasam Rav Oven Bashim Rabbi Yechanon, the Rav Oven had said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Reviewdon Kedaiti, Rabbanon Kedaiton, Reviewdon, which is Reviewdon our Mishnah, he's Lashitasai, and the Rabbanon are Lashitasam. Tatani we have Rasa, it says, Zayas Shepitzaai, Biodai Messiah of Ice, an olive which he crushed open with dirty hands, which means his hands were Tameh, Loi Hochshuru, it's not Makabal Toma. That's because he doesn't actually want the juice, the liquid, or this oil that's coming out, he really just wants to crush it to make it easier to eat. And we know that in order for something to be Mukhshar Lekabal Toma, there has to be a desire for it to get wet. And over here, he's not interested in getting wet by its own juices or oil. He just wants to crush it lightly, that's what pitzai means, in order to be able to eat it. And therefore, it's not Mukhshar Lekabal Toma. However, Losaifkan Memelach, Hochshuru, if he had crushed it open in order that it could absorb salt, it could be that he's pickling it and that's why he wants it to absorb salt, so then it is Mukhshar Lekabal Toma. Because the whole reason why he's crushing it open is so that some juice could go out to enable it to absorb the salt, and therefore, according to everyone, it is Mukhshar Lekabal Toma. However, here we have Machlokes, Leidem Yash by Mayim. Let's say he crushed it to see if there's water in it, meaning to see if there's any oil or juices inside. He wanted to see what the quality of it was, and that's why he crushed it. Loi Hochshuru, according to Rabbanon, it's not Mukhshar Lekabal Toma. And we're going to see why that is in a minute. Whereas Rabbi Yudan says, Hochshuru, it is Mukhshar Lekabal Toma, when he wanted to check the liquid inside. Now we have an explanation of the Machlokes, and here's the proper Girsa. Rabbi Yudan Aimer, B'meimav Hu Baidek. Rabbi Yudan says that the reason why it's Mukhshar Lekabal Toma when he crushes it open in this case is because he's checking the water, meaning he's checking the quality of the liquid that's coming out. So therefore, he needs the liquid. You can't say that the liquid's not desirable. The whole point of him crushing it is to see what the liquid is, and therefore it's Mukhshar Lekabal Toma. Whereas Rabbanan Amrin, the Rabbanan say, B'gufay Hu Baidek, he's really just checking the guf of the olive, meaning he's not actually checking the mayim, he's not checking the liquid, he wants to see the quality of the olive itself, and if there was a way for him to check this without the liquid coming out, he technically would have done so, and therefore he doesn't actually need the liquid, and that's why it's not Mukhshar Lekabal Toma. And v'hach over here in our Mishnah as well, it's the same thing, it's the same machlekes l'shitasam, meaning we're dealing with being machlek the fig cake, we're trying to smooth it out or glaze it, and we're using grapes or figs to do so, it's the same machlekes, and once again we have this girsa change. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer b'meimavu machlek, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when he's smoothing out or glazing his fig cake, he needs the actual liquid from the grape or the fig that he's using, and therefore he's not allowed to use it if it's tevel, because one's not allowed to use tevel in this fashion, and it's also machshir lekabel toma. Whereas Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan say b'shiyesh shaloi machlek, he's not intending to use the liquid. Somehow he's able to accomplish glazing it or smoothing it out by using the fruit, whatever the technical properties of this fruit are. They help glaze and smooth out this fig cake, but he doesn't actually need the liquid that's coming out of them, and therefore he's allowed to use it even though it's tevel and it's not machshir lekabel toma, because again he doesn't need the liquid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.